And so we think you figured it out just right. You said, I'm a leading edge creator, and I want the contrast to give birth to my new desire. And I understand the larger part of me will embrace it, not just embrace it and call me to it, but embrace it and call me to it and be it and never stop offering the vibration of it. And law of attraction will summon all things to it, and I will pay attention and I will listen for the call of source. And I will do my best to always move in the direction of the call of source. And then you say, well, what does the call of source sound like? Harps and angels, surely. And we say, it depends on where you are. Depends on whether you're just coming into the room that's 65 degrees or whether you've been there for a while. The call of source always feels slightly better than where you are. And so as you're always listening for that slightly improved feeling, what you begin to notice is there is no ending to the improvement that life can be for you. So friends, it is our desire that you heard this story in the way that we intended for you to hear it. Because we want you to understand, you're not doing it for us because overall expansion is inevitable. You're not doing this to fix the world because the world is not broken. You're not doing this because others need it to be done. You're doing it for the joy of expansion. You're doing it because you can't cease to expand, and when you don't keep up with your own expansion, you don't feel good. In other words, that's it. That is the extent of your responsibility. Your responsibility is to let yourself in your human form be who life has caused you to become. And when you don't let yourself be it, you're pretty darn ornery, and we know you get very creative about who you blame, about not keeping up to speed with you, but we want you to leave this gathering knowing that every negative emotion that you feel means only one thing. You're not up to speed with who life has caused you to become, and you gotta be. And if you don't be in this physical form, it doesn't matter because you will be when you croak, but what's the point of being here in the physical experience if you're not staying up to speed with who you are? In other words, that's the joy of life. That's what you knew you would experience when you came forth to be here. Future generations will benefit dramatically by the contrast that you are living and what you are putting in vibrational escrow, because many of them are being born in the understanding that your struggle caused to put there. Just as you, as a civilization, are benefiting dramatically by the contrast that past generations lived. But we want you to understand that you intended to benefit by your own exposure to your own contrast. And that is really only when life gets really good. You can feel the difference between living something and getting an idea out of it, and feeling the freshness of the idea, and then recognizing that the idea is more advanced than you are. But then you work to become aligned with the idea. So you deliberately find a way of looking at it that lets you line up with it. And you feel yourself gradually coming into alignment until you can feel that you have now achieved vibrational alignment with your new idea. And then you get the benefit of watching circumstances and events begin to actualize around you, and you're able to put two and two together. You know, you remember when you birthed the idea, and you remember how screwy it felt. And then you remember how you followed your guidance, and how you listened for the call of source, and how you deliberately reached for better and better feeling thoughts, and you deliberately brought yourself into alignment, and you felt your own emotion improve as you came into alignment, and you felt the fun of all of that taking place vibrationally before there was any physical evidence. And then you got to begin to see the physical evidence begin shaping up, and you had no question in your mind. You knew the absolute correlation between what the contrast had helped you to give birth to, your conscious, deliberate attention to your thought, your following your guidance and trying to bring yourself into alignment. You remember coming into vibrational alignment with it. You remember the night your fever broke and you actually came into alignment with your own dream. And then you got to watch the blissful experience of the cooperative universe all lining up circumstances and events in order to assist you. And you now know unequivocally that you did that. It does not get any better than that. when you are limpidly just observing, so you're vibrating here and you're vibrating here and you're creating this and you're creating that, but you have no conscious realization of your creative control, that's not fun. That's not deliberate creating. That's creating by default. That's regurgitation. That's looking around. That's offering a vibration. Oh, I see that. Do, 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 do. I offer a vibration because I'm seeing that and now I'm attracting stuff around it. And oh, I don't take any responsibility for it because do, 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 do. I'm sloppy in my vibration. I go to the health food store and I specifically buy very special things to eat. I line them all up. I eat all the right things and then I sit myself down in front of CNN while I eat. And we say, we want you to be as picky about what you think and about how you feel as you are about the things that you eat or the way you dress or the cars you drive or even the movies you go to. If you begin to be deliberate in your direction of thought and then you get to consciously witness the cooperative universe responding to you, you're going to come back into your power and you're going to begin to understand that it does not matter where you are. The movement in the direction of that which you are becoming always feels good. Compare yourself with no one else. It does not matter where they are. They're in their own stream, and their stream has nothing to do with your stream. Don't listen to the things that they are telling you because they cannot possibly guide you. They can't even tell what's upstream and what's downstream for you. Because they don't know who you were coming in. They don't know how your life has touched you. They don't know what you've put into your vibrational escrow. But you know, you can feel the difference. So, now you know everything we know. We're eager to talk with you about anything that is important to you. There is nothing that is off subject. You'll notice a comfortable unfolding. We want to remind you that this gathering gathered vibrationally in your vibrational escrow before these physical bodies have ever assembled. So who you are and what you're wondering about and what you want to know is already queued up. And in fact, we've already been answering a great deal of that. So just relax and understand that sometimes somebody else will do a better job of helping you get the answer you're looking for even than if you were sitting in the chair. So it is our expectation that everything that you want to know, we will offer many times to you here. There is a slight question about how up to speed with being ready to hear the answer you are. We are going to answer your question so that you can hear it today, but there will be answers that will be queued up for you tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day because your vibrational escrow is so vivid, we can see where your life is taking you. So just relax and know that this will be a perfect unfolding and that as a result of your participation here today, whether you sit in the chair or not, it is no question that you are going to turn in the direction of what's in your vibrational escrow. By the time this gathering is finished, you will be so much more in alignment with the things that your life has caused you to put there that the next few days will be very enjoyable for you as you see how many things that you've been on the brink of for a while that you're now really ready for the manifestation of. Everything is about vibrational alignment. Everything is about the vibrational integrity between you and you. We are eager to talk with you about whatever you want to talk about. What is it? Some things. Very good. Begin right here on the aisle, and then right behind, yes.